Former President Václav Havel has publicly endorsed the Green Party ahead of parliamentary elections in May. Prince Charles is to be awarded by Brno's Masaryk University on Monday for his promotion of environmental and cultural issues. And the State Institute for Drug Control has been fined 2 million crowns for violating personal data laws. Former President Václav Havel has publicly endorsed the Green Party for parliamentary elections in May. In a letter entitled "We Choose the Green Party," Mr. Havel and dozens of other intellectuals wrote that Czech politics needed, quote, green politicians, untouched by corruption scandals, who would not abuse the public coffers or restrict the freedom of the media. President Havel also supported the Green Party in last year's elections to the European Parliament. Their results in that poll were poor, in part due to the breakup of the coalition government of which they were a part. Current polls show the Green Party hovering around the 5% margin needed to win parliamentary mandate. Britain's Prince Charles is to be awarded a Medal of Merit by Brno's Masaryk University on Monday for his promotion of environmental and cultural issues. Masaryk University's spokeswoman, Tereza Fojtová, said that the institution also wanted to honor the prince for his considerable contribution to building dialogue among religions and fostering of humanitarian and democratic ideals. The prince will be coming to the Czech Republic next week for his fifth visit and is scheduled to participate in a debate on environmental issues with students of the university's College of Natural Sciences. The four-day trip will also include a state dinner with Czech political leaders and a tour of an ecological village in Moravia. The Office for Personal Data Protection has fined the State Institute for Drug Control 2.3 million crowns for collecting sensitive data on patients. The institute was found to have recorded data from personal prescriptions without permission and to have failed to have stored the information in a secure way. The office has called the case the largest collection of illegally obtained data it ever encountered, with 200,000 drug prescriptions filed a day for a period of 6 months. The database was established at a cost of 170 million crowns and was originally intended to combat the production of narcotics and protect patients from inappropriate combinations of medicines. The State Institute for Drug Control has not commented on the fine. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy to partly cloudy, with daytime highs of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.